Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy tonight, the amazing mind bender and hypnotist. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I want to talk a little bit about the mandalas, symbols. And what the mandalas are is a book for meditation. And they almost look like pendulum charts, but they're meditation for, like, different things, for, like, healing and stuff. Like, there's one for the fifth chakra, which is for money. And the other one is the heart, which is for love. And they have all kinds of different ones for different chakras, which is really cool. And you can use these symbols to actually manifest things in meditation. So what's your feeling on symbolism, Roy?
Well, I think, you know, that plays a great part in our lives because, you know, if you look around you, you know, that there's symbols for everything. I mean, just on our dollar bills alone, there's a number of different symbols that are on there, and a lot of people don't even know what they mean. Main thing is, you know, they're used for different reasons, whether it be love or money or even, you know, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinions on that, Adrian?
Well, that's really true. They have even one here for education, which is really cool that you can meditate on these symbols and they can actually help to manifest things a lot more quickly. Depends on what you're using it for. So it's really interesting how they can interact in our reality and manifest things. So tonight, I just want to do a chart reading on the Ascended Masters. And we're going to talk a little bit about those. And what the Ascended Masters are basically the different kinds of gods. And we're going to be working with the angels tonight. So why don't we go ahead and get started on the reading. Just as soon as here I pull up the chart here. Let's see here. The Ascended Master chart. Let me go ahead and pull that up. Okay. 93, all right. Okay, I'm on the Ascended Master chart, and I'm going to go ahead and scan the chart and see what master has a message for the room and what message they have for us tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and use my pendulum. And what it's swinging to is Kelly. Kelly is the god of lava. And we'll see what Kelly has to say about what it has to say about the message tonight. So let's go ahead and look at Kelly. See here. Kelly is the goddess of fire and lava. And she is also a goddess of destruction. And it's saying here, she'll help you get in touch with your creativity, she'll help you with relationships, and she'll help to defeat your enemies. What do you get from that, Roy?
Well, we know that
that's only a little bit.
has a lot of power, and so, you know, anytime you work with this goddess, she's going to, you know, use a lot of power behind her. So main thing is any of the ascended masters, you know, they all have different powers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when the ascended masters are being used, you know that things are going to, you know, get done quickly.
And it says here, she'll help to release your fears. She'll create more time, connect your divinity, overcome your limitations, help you to move beyond projects and manifest your dreams. And this is a Hindu goddess. And she's kind of like the lord of... she's kind of like the lord of the dance. She's a little bit different than Peli, because she's more of the lord of the dance than she is of lava, but she has different mm-hmm. several hands that will help you to multitask in different situations. So that was the message that was coming from Kelly. So let's go ahead and start with our first caller from the 813 area. Please let us know where you're calling and your name, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks.
And what's your name, please, and where are you from?
From New York, and my name is Anna.
Anna. And again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian. How can we help you tonight?
I want to know about my health, and I have something going on, and if you can see anything.
Okay, I do have a health chart that I just made, and it went right to health. Funny you say that. Let's go ahead and take a look and see how your health's doing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Funny, because I just made this chart, and it went right to health when you said that.
Well, that means we're in sync.
Let's go ahead and see if it's going to negative or positive. Okay. Your physical health is very strong. But you have a lot of symptoms right now. Have you been having the cold?
A little cold, not really seriously, but...
Okay, well, saying something about physical. Your physical strength's good. You have a minor cold, it's saying. Let's see if you need to be checked for a doctor.
Well, I discovered some lump in my breast.
Ooh. You need to check your pH level. It's really low.
pH? What does that mean?
Tell her what pH is, Roy.
No, what that is actually when it's high, do you drink much water?
Not today.
Okay, because
I drank a lot of juice and a lot of organic green juice and aloe vera.
Yeah. But you need to drink more water because, you know, that's how we get our pH level down. What it is, it means your acid levels are too high.
Okay, I can drink more water.
Okay.
Right now it's saying her pH level is minor. But it is going into the negative. It's going into weakness. But right
mm-hmm.
now it's minor. But
okay.
It's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get it taken care of.
Yeah, definitely.
See, once we get our pH level too high, then that opens risks of cancer. So it's important to, you know, drink plenty of water and bring those pH levels down. you know, to where it's supposed to be at. Have you ever drank any water with alkaline?
Yeah, I do that. I have that stuff.
Okay, so it's recommended that you, you know, do drink some water with alkaline. That'll help bring down your pH levels. And there's even some pH level strips that
you can
check.
Yeah, I have pH 9 water that I drink.
Okay.
I'm just checking your, I'm checking your spiritual side on the health side. So just give me a minute. See if there's
okay. While you do that, I'm gonna get some water.
Okay.
I'm gonna drink 5 cups of water.
Her spirit side is very high. Saying it's strong, so there's nothing wrong with her spiritual side. It's just mainly talking about her physical side.
Is she back out?
I'm right here. I'm drinking my
food. Okay. My guides are telling me also that, have you been under stress?
I put myself under stress. I started working a new job 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It ends at a time where I have to run to get my workout into my workout class. I love my workout.
Right.
And I'm just, I don't need to stress, but I'm always stressed that I won't get into a certain class. And
right.
It stresses me out, so.
Yeah. Because you need to get those stress levels down to, you know, either do some meditation or, you know, find a quiet time for yourself.
Yeah, I did that all weekend long already.
Yeah.
I just came out of one meditation just before I called in.
Great.
Yeah.
So you're doing the things that are necessary to bring those stress levels down. Main thing, you know, keep focusing on your health and drinking, you know, plenty of water. And
but what is
there anything else, Adrian, you could share?
Sorry?
Well, it's mainly talking about her spiritual side.
Yeah.
She needs to get in touch more with her spiritual side.
That's a
everything
process.
Everything else is good. It's just that, and everything is strong physically with you. And you don't have no anxiety. I don't see that. There is a lot of high demand for stress. Roy's right on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Your spiritual side is out of alignment with your physical.
What about it is not in alignment?
Well, that means that you need to work on your chakras more.
In what way?
Well, you're doing good with meditation, but for some reason you're still out of balance with your spiritual side.
Well, you know, you're not giving me specific tools.
Well, the specific tools of what you need is you need something like Reiki, or you need something like something healing, crystals or stones or something that could help you.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, is there any metaphysical stores nearby?
Yeah, there's. I already know what to get. It's like I know what to get for that.
Okay.
I never went as far as putting stones on my body. You know, I never really done
mm-hmm.
that. But I just discovered this healing thing that I can purchase and use that as a tool.
I want to share something with you. Me and my son are both healers also. And I want, you know, your permission. Can I do some healing for you?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to repeat these numbers.
Okay.
2, 3, 5, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 6, 5, 9, 2, 9, 2. And this is, and say these words. This is magnified for all times and places now.
This is magnified for all times and places now.
Anytime, you know, you're in a, you know, enter any kind of stress, do you have a pen or a paper nearby?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'll say those numbers again. 2, 3.
2, 3.
Yeah. 5, 3.
5, 3.
6, 5.
6, 5.
9, 2.
9, 2.
Okay. What these are, they're sacred geometry numbers that me and my son learned about, and they help to keep you, you know, back in balance. And all you have to do is say those numbers and visualize your left leg as you're turning your index finger to the right and saying those numbers from the top of your leg down to the bottom of your calf. And as I was saying those numbers, did you feel anything?
I thought it was chakras that you were doing.
Now this helps bring your even your chakras back into alignment also.
I have to point my index finger to the right and then focus
it'll
on
be
my
to,
left.
You'll be on your left leg and you're doing like little circles all the way from the top of your leg to the bottom as you're saying that.
Okay.
And you're just rotating, you know, to the right like clockwise.
Yeah, and I'm
yeah.
just... Yeah, and I just have to rotate that my right index finger
yeah.
to the left, and I mean
no, to the right.
clockwise, but I have to point it to the left.
It's on your left leg, behind your left leg.
Yeah, I say
yeah.
2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, and go down from my knee to my to my feet, saying that.
Yeah, down to you. Yeah. And that'll it'll help you a lot.
What about the right feet foot?
Those are different numbers.
Yeah, I need that
right,
too.
Right now, you need to get your body back in alignment, like Adrian said. So right now, my guides are saying, you know, keep, you know, drinking plenty of water. You know, keeping yourself back in alignment and get those pH levels down to where they need to be.
What about my breast?
That's what I mean. That's where you're having that problem. There's something out of balance right now.
That's a chakra that's blocked. You're,
yeah.
Your
it's really not. My
in
heart.
Your chest.
Yeah, the heart chakra is in a knot.
Yeah.
So it's your chest and your throat.
Yeah.
There.
Main thing is, you know, stay away from any kind of drinks that have a lot of acid, like soda drinks. Even orange juice has a lot of citric acid.
I only drink aloe vera juice and green kale.
Yeah. Anything that's with low, you know, acid level. And water is really the best. Because
okay.
Our body is, you got to drink, our body is 90% water. And
cranberry juice is good too.
Cranberry.
Yeah, it helps.
Let me see if that will be good for you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Is this going to go away, this lump? Or you don't know much about
it? It can. Only to get those, your level down.
Okay.
But you have to be consistent.
Nope. I already bought like a pH alkaline water bottle, so
no.
Water.
This daily.
Sorry? Hello?
Okay, looks like we lost some people. I don't know what happened. Let's go to the 615 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
For some reason we lost some people. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I heard that.
Are you there?
What's going on? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Did you have a question for the chart tonight?
I kind of wanted to know if you all picked up on any past life things for me. I don't know if you can do that with the chart or not, but...
I have a past life chart.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Let's see what you were in your past life. I call this the sacred contract archetype chart.
Ooh.
Let's see who you had a connection with, your archetypes. You were the student. Says you were a student of some sort. Back in 1984. And you were a servant. And it says here you had a lover back then okay, so he was the servant, you were the student, and you had a lover back then.
Okay, so I was the student and he was the servant.
Yeah, and he was your lover.
Is that forbidden or something then?
Let's see what else happened. It says he was the victim in the relationship. You were the strength. So you were stronger than him, but he was the victim. Now let's see who, if you were together or if you weren't together. Let's see. pray together. It says no. There was a breakup of some sort. Let's see if you were the one that broke it up. Yeah, you left him. Because you were a student and he was a whole different, the servant is basically somebody who serves you, basically follows you and does things for you, but you left him because you were a student and you were going to school at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, and you broke it off. Somehow you broke his heart. Are there any other questions you have?
No, and when did you say that was?
What's that?
When you said a year earlier. 19.
That was back in 1982.
Okay. All right, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Good night.
You too. Have a good night. Let's go to the next caller from the 212 area. You're on the air. 212.
Hello.
Hi. Can I help? How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I think we got cut off. I was the Skype caller before.
Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, I don't know what happened. It cut me off and Roy, and looks like Roy hasn't called back in yet.
Yeah, I disconnected from Skype, so now I called with my home phone.
Oh, okay.
I don't
know. Well, we still got a little more time here if you had any more questions.
Yeah, I have one more question. Do you see that I'm being very indecisive about staying here in the U.S. and moving to Europe? Being very indecisive.
Well, why don't you ask what is best for you?
What is the best for me?
Okay, because I could check the percentages. Like, I could check whether it would be good or bad or,
right,
you know
now,
what I mean?
Yes.
Or a poor choice, you know.
Okay.
I can even give you the months, too, when to move. And one
okay.
not to. Well, let's first see if this place that you're going to will be good for you. And it is saying yes, it would be good for you. But it is telling you not to think negative thoughts about it. It would be a good move for you, but just it's telling you to stay positive about it.
Okay.
For some reason, we keep losing her. Let's go to the 813 area. You're on the air. Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? It seems like we keep losing people tonight.
Yeah, maybe the bad connection, probably.
It must be. Do you have a question for the chart?
Yes, sir. This is Sophia from Tampa.
Okay.
And my question is, I would say relationship. Is there anyone in my, you know, upcoming future?
You want a relationship chart, then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We can do that. I made one just for you.
Okay.
Okay. Love chart. Let's go ahead and see what your love chakra has to say.
Okay.
And are you seeing anybody recently, or?
No, no. Well, you know, last time we spoke, because, you know, it's been a while, it was a friend of mine that we kind of broke it off towards the end of the year. But we haven't spoken since, actually, January, briefly. But we haven't spoken since then. So no one really in particular.
And it's saying somebody from your past is coming back.
Hmm.
And it's really going to open up your awareness.
Well, I wonder who that may be.
Shows an unexpected visitor coming.
Hmm.
From your past.
Okay.
And it's saying something about disconnection. I think it's somebody that you disconnected from your past, but they're returning.
Okay. Trying to put my thing together. You know who that could be.
You have good trust.
Hmm.
A lot of happiness coming in your future and relationship.
Okay.
Still a lot of disconnection, though, between you and other guys.
Okay. Adrian, does it show marriage in that future possibility?
Okay. Does it show marriage? No marriage right now.
Okay.
Still going to disconnection.
Okay.
Yeah, you haven't made those connections yet.
Okay.
But there is a love coming.
Okay. And it's someone from the past.
Somebody from the past.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to put my thinking cap on because I have a clue.
And since I've been using the pendulum, for some reason it keeps going towards expression. Is there something that you want to express or say or do? Or I don't know why it keeps going to expression.
I mean, well, I don't know, because, I mean, you know, like the disconnect from my, you know, my prior friend, you know, we haven't regained that friendship. So it's like, you know, tonight I sent him a text. I'm like, okay, you know, call. I mean, you're not responding to me. You know, we're adults here. You know, either you don't want the connection between me and you, or just, you know, let me know if you want me to leave you alone. But he has connected with me on that level.
Right.
So it's kind of leaving me kind of like blindsided, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not, he's not telling me what he wants. I just want him to be a man. It's okay. Let's just go our separate way. No friendship and I'll be done with it. Because I don't like to leave a door, you know, unopened. I like to have that closure.
Right.
And
yeah, a lot of connecting and bolting. Keith's wanting to go to disconnection and bolting.
Okay.
So, I mean, somebody's walking away from it, you know, and not connecting.
Okay.
And the reason why I say bolting is because bolting means people that pull away.
Okay.
Or they're scared, they want to run. For no real reason at all, it's just they're just afraid.
Yeah, but you know, when you're gone, you know, and then you wish you would have stayed, you know, but you know, each is home.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's saying to, you know, expression is to express yourself, how you feel, you know, so that they respect you more.
Okay.
Like I had to do that with a friend, and when I checked my chart, it kept saying expression, 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 and I kept thinking about what does it mean by expression? So, like, when I expressed how I felt with him, it seemed like our friendship got stronger.
But on his level...
And I started seeing a lot of changes when I did that.
But on my note, I mean, should I reach out to him in that way, Adrian, to let him know exactly how I feel, but in a positive way and not in a negative? And see.
So you want to know if it's in negative or positive?
Yeah.
Okay. We can share. All right. It is positive.
Okay.
But is he expressing to you, like, how he feels and stuff?
He hasn't, because we haven't been, you know, connection. You know, he kind of rubbed me the wrong way back in, actually, on Valentine's weekend, because we were supposed to have been together. But, you know, his work is his work, because he's self-employed. So I kind of So I think that's kind of why he won't really respond. Because I was so upset, and I just had a lot of pain.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Otherwise, he won't respond to me because he's like, oh, you know, I think I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
I think he wrote me the wrong way. Well, I won't say, I think he did. He wrote me the wrong way. And I just had to. I'm a Leo, so I had to express, and he's Leo, so but he's just a different type of Leo than me.
Well, you know what's so neat about this chart? It keeps going to happiness. I mean, you're going to have a happy future in your love chart. So that's a good sign. And it's
well,
even going to even swinging towards good omen. Good. Synchronicity. Those are coming up.
Okay.
Let's see what else it brings up. Everything is really hot right now. Your connection with your spiritual, your connection with your love, spiritual self is very hot right now. So that's good.
Okay.
That means you're ready for love. Your heart chakra is ready for love.
Yes, long time coming. I've been single for a long time. And had to start capture.
That's probably why it's opening up your heart is, your heart chakra. And basically what this chart is, it is a heart chakra chart.
Okay, okay.
And it comes with words on it. So, like, when I use the pendulum, it'll swing towards those words, and then I'll know exactly what it's telling me.
Okay.
That's how it works.
So, basically, it just stops.
Yeah. Okay. And not only that, but it'll help to open up people's hearts, too, the more I use this chart, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because it gets in touch with their heart chakra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you do readings on the side, Adrian?
I do, yeah.
Is there a website for it?
Well, we don't quite have a website right now, but what you could do is I could actually write down your number. I got your number here.
Okay.
And I could write it down if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. And your number starts with the 212, right?
Well, 813.
Okay, 813? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got your full number down, so I'm going to write your number down.
Okay.
And we're off the air, so nobody can hear us.
Okay.
And I'd love to practice on you. Is that cool?
No, that's fine. Because, I mean, I've had a reading done, but I just didn't feel like it was what I wanted. I didn't get a lot out of it.
Well, the thing about tarot, and I'll tell you a little bit about tarot, what I feel about it, is that it's too broad and too wide.
Okay.
And people tend to voice their own opinions with the tarot because they don't understand the meanings behind the tarot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand the meanings, then people just tend to make up things, and then you don't get a good, accurate reading, see?
Okay.
And with the pendulum, you don't have to do that. It just swings towards the word. You're basically a conduit, and you just let it flow through your spirit and swings where it wants to swing.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty easy. So, I'll give you a call, and then when's the best time to call you?
Let's see. Because, see, really, agent, normally I work 4 p.m. to 1 a.m., Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
But this week I'm going to be in training from 12 to 9. So, I mean, whatever's convenient for you, and then on the weekends I'm off. So, I mean, whatever's, you know, convenient for you, that's no problem.
You know, what I like to do is I ordered these master charts that I'm taking training in the pendulum, this guy that's been training me for 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be getting these master charts coming really soon. I ordered them on Amazon.
Okay.
And I'll be getting it on the 22nd. So if you want to wait until I get those charts, I can give you a really, really good reading.
That's fine. You have my number, 813-695 number, right?
Yeah, because with those charts, like, it's going to give me like 500 charts.
Okay.
That's a lot of charts or in information in that book.
Okay.
So I can actually give you a really, really good reading.
And see, I like you because I listen to you all every night. Well, when I get off from work, by the time I get off from work, you're already offline. So I have to try to catch you like on, like either on Saturdays or Sundays. But I noticed the last couple, I think about a month ago, I know I tried to reach out. But
right.
The system went through, but then it seems like the system went down. Because when you call in and say, you know, your radio show will start in so many minutes, and it played the music, but nothing came on.
That's weird.
So I had to go back on Blog Talk just to make sure. I was like, well, because I have the number locked in my phone, and I know what time, because I'm on the Eastern time zone, so I know what time you come on. So by the time I get off at 1 a.m. Eastern, and by the time I leave work, you're already offline.
So do you have any time on the 22nd?
What day is that? Is that a weekday?
Yeah, it's on a Friday.
You know, I think I took that day off. I think I may, Adrian.
Because that's when I'm going to get those master charts on that day, so.
Okay. Well, you know
really
what you can always do? You can always call me, like mid-afternoon, you know, whatever, on your time zone. And I think I took that day off, but I won't know until I get to work tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to take a day because I need a break.
Work is
stress.
It is.
Because what I do
is
very stressful. And it kind of kicked me off of work yesterday, and last week, and I had to revamp because I work in the financial field.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to work for Chase, and now I work for Capital One. And I had an issue because I'm on the phone. I take inbound calls, and I had an issue where a rep gave me the wrong information. And my call was pulled. And I was livid. I'm like, okay, how do I get blamed for something that I was told, you know, by another representative? And it kind of got out of hand because it went from